It's Monday, August 6th, 2018. My name is Tim Albright, and this is the Daily Download.
Support for AV Nation is brought to you by Extron Electronics.
Today's Daily Download comes from ITAV, Episode 19. I'm joined by Michael Drainer, Bradford Benn, and Paul Harris talking about the malicious use of IoT devices. Bradford Benn starts off talking about how you can protect yourself at home and in the office.
At home, there are multiple ways to do it with various logins and all this stuff, but unless you're me or Drainer, you're not going to do any of that. At work, the better way is to use, there are different directory and management tools to use, so that when you let someone go, you can either use a Microsoft Active Directory, you can use Linux users, you can use Mac users. And then there are features such as LDAP, which you're going to ask me what it stands for, but basically it's a protocol that lets you verify what a user is and its access level. And by insisting on those things when you're installing new IoT things is important, because now when someone goes in and disables the keys to the server, if that authentication back through Windows Active Directory says, hey, is this person allowed to adjust the thermostat? And it goes, this person's an inactive user. It automatically gets cut off. So that is just part of the integration process. Now, here's where it becomes a challenge. How many corporate companies are going to want to have the thermostats on their business LAN to get the authentication? And the answer is not many.
Yeah.
And but there are ways to address that by having update tools so that your directory gets pushed out to the edge once a day, once every 8 hours, so that that access gets denied. The other thing, and this is something that seems amazingly simple, but I recommend everyone do this, keep track of what IoT things you have as a company or as a person, and make sure you've turned off all of that. It's a whole lot of housekeeping. This is some of the reasons why a lot of the companies are going to cloud services, so that you can go in and address it. I know here where I work, it's an Active Directory, and they go in and they check the box. When they check that box and they say, my cube is in this building, all of a sudden my badge works in that building but doesn't work elsewhere that isn't associated with my job, because I'm not in that user group.
Yeah.
So all of those same rules follow through, and that's typically the best way for a business to handle it, is to set the rules up like you would any other access and just treat it as another flag. And when people go, that's difficult, I go, here's the number of my favorite programmer, and this is the work you want to have done. And I think that's the best thing we can do as AV, IT, and just serving the community, is making people aware of it.
Thank you for listening to today's Daily Download. If you like this podcast, make sure you subscribe and comment on iTunes, and also check out all the other fine programming we have here at AV Nation at avnation.tv, avnation.tv.
The network for the AV industry.
What are you listening to?
This
is AV.
This
is
AV Nation.
This is AV Nation.